Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Nat with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council's Lord Mayor Adrian Trinner has received backlash after he turned off the electricity that homeless communities in Musgrave Park are receiving. After numerous complaints have been filed from the residents in that area regarding fighting, fires and antisocial behaviour, the council decided to cut the power that the homeless people were using to charge their phones from a broken barbecue's electrical outlet. Advocates for homeless people were furious with the decision and argued that the wait for social housing that takes an average of 2 years is ridiculous, with the Lord Mayor stating the LNP government would do a better job providing community safety for the people of Brisbane.
Stephen Mars were filmed bench pressing 100 kilograms yesterday, fulfilling a promise made to the social media personality John Worth through his campaign for the state election. The Premier has had a large social media presence, joining in for fun runs, posting food-making videos and other social media content, untypical of politicians. By contrast, Chris Ofili has spent the days leading up to the election this week commenting on continuous subjects such as women's rights to choose.
In national news, the National Gallery of Australia's newest and most expensive artwork, Ouroboros, has opened to the public, costing $14 million to make and transport. The piece was created by Lindy Lee and took 4 years to create in a Brisbane foundry. The artwork weighs 13 tonnes and is 9 metres long, which enables visitors to walk inside it and experience the light beams made from 45,000 holes. The artwork's name, Ouroboros, is from an ancient tale with the same name and is about a snake that swallows its own tail and symbolises eternal return and cycles of birth, death and renewal.
Starting from next Monday, 3G coverage regional areas that are run by Telstra and Optus will be replaced by 4G and 5G systems. This new implementation put in place will affect thousands of residents who already have had troubles connecting their data and Wi-Fi, which will cause greater impacts on farmers, businesses, owners, schools, and locals. With Richard Wright saying, "I have spent thousands of dollars to boost my mobile phone signal and to install soil moisture probes to run my farm. Once the 3G network is turned off, I'll lose a lot of connectivity."
In international news, 50 billion tons of sand and aggregates are mined each year, causing detrimental impacts on families, communities, businesses, and infrastructure in Vietnam. With the Phong Chau Bridge collapsing during the Typhoon Yagi, with Vietnamese authorities blaming the erosion and the collapsing of the bridge on sand mining. However, locals want to implement more strategies to reduce the risk of more infrastructures, communities and businesses from being damaged. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au/news.